Hi, and welcome to Review of Systems. My name's Kate Bach. I'm a third-year medical student, and I'm really excited to bring this spoken word column to in-training. So I figure to kick things off, we're going to go with the first poem I ever wrote in medical school, which I kind of wanted to edit, but I figure that an M1 knows a lot more about orientation than an M3 does. So here we go. This is Orientation Speaker. You know, I think by now I could pass for an orientation speaker. Hi. First off, I just want to congratulate you all on your acceptance to State or Private College of Medicine. Getting in is such a tremendous accomplishment, so please try to keep that in mind while we beat you about the head and neck with the tire iron for the next 4 years. Because, you know, in case you missed it the first 100 times, medical school is hard. And every doctor who talks to us feels the need to tell us this, and they say it with this weird look in their eye. At first, it's that little hint of condescension, the, oh yeah, medical school's real hard. I mean, you know, taking care of hundreds of patients a day is harder, and coming to terms with the inevitability and sometimes futility of human death is frankly soul-changing, but no, those textbooks are really tough. But then they feel bad, and you see that other side of sympathy as they think to themselves, listen, my job may be fucking impossible, but at least it's not as pointless as studying the Krebs cycle. They look at us like we're children, and you know what? I don't blame them. We're still proto-meds, still suffering spasmodic, grade-grubbing reflexes. Because we're not yet blind to all but what matters, the well-being of our patients. And you know, I don't really know what they're looking for when they ask me how it's going. Well, you know, just waiting for that tidal wave everyone's warned me about. Wondering if my identity can survive the transformation into a doctor, which, culturally speaking, means becoming an avatar of knowledge and wisdom, a creature of fire and broken steel and bitter, jaded love, and I'm also studying the Krebs cycle. There is this kind of inevitable potential around us, and I can tell when a real doctor looks at me, they don't know whether to laugh or cry. They can read my future like a histology slide, every line in a language I barely speak. Time hangs heavy over us, thick with experience that we're reaching for, like Tantalus's fruit, but they know that that's Newton's apple and that shit's just gonna drop. No wonder all they can say is, it's hard. And all we can ever really say back is, yeah, it's crazy. Because they look at me the way I look at my little cousin when she's scraped her knee, and I have this weird moment where I realize she knows nothing of heartbreak. But you know, I really can't handle that in every single conversation and orientation speak delivered unto me by a long white coat that looks at my short one with a combination of pity and jealousy. So I smile and politely excuse myself. I have to return to my books.